Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Roberts. Batting second. The first baseman, Chris Gomez. Batting third. The right fielder, Nick Markakis. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting fifth. The DH, Jay Gibbons. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Fernando Tatis. Batting seventh. The center fielder, David Nguyen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Danny Ardoin. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Fiorentino. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Adam Lowen. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting second. The first baseman, Mark Coetzee. Batting third. The right fielder, Milton Bradley. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jay Payton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Keelty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marco Scudero. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Antonio Perez. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dan Heron. And now, play ball. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts hits a line drive towards short. Scudero misplays the ball. That's an error on Scudero. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Roberts moves to second. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keelty. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Roberts scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Markakis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gomez moves to third. One out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tejada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gomez scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jay Gibbons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gibbons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Markakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Markakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tatis strikes out. Kendall drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Tatis out. One out. David Nguyen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Nguyen hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Ardoin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ardoin hits a fly ball into center field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Peyton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Peyton strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Keelty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Fiorentino is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fiorentino takes first base on 4. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Roberts is 0-1 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gomez is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gomez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keelty. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Fiorentino goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Orioles. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Markakis is 0-1 in the game. Markakis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gomez moves to third. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Tejada is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero fields it and throws to second for the out. Gomez scores. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Orioles. Jay Gibbons is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gibbons is 0-1 in the game. Gibbons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Scudero strikes out. 1 out. Antonio Perez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Perez strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kendall is 0-1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Markakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Nick Swisher now playing first base. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tatis is 0-1 in the game. Tatis strikes out. 1 out. David Nguyen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nguyen is 0-1 in the game. Nguyen hits a line drive into center field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Danny Ardoin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ardoin is 0-1 in the game. Ardoin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Fiorentino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Milton Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bradley is 0-1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Fiorentino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fiorentino is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fiorentino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heron fields it and throws to first for the out. Roberts moves to second. 2 outs. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markakis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Markakis hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Bradley. Markakis reaches second base with a double. Roberts scores. It's 5-0, Orioles. Miguel Tejada batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tejada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Payton is 0 for 1 in the game. Payton hits a fly ball into right field. Markakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Keelty is 0 for 1 in the game. Keelty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Roberts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Marco Scudero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Scudero is 0 for 1 in the game. Scudero takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to second. Antonio Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Scott Sauerbeck now pitching. Jay Gibbons is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gibbons is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibbons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops it up and throws to first, with Sauerbeck covering, for the out. 1 out. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatis is 0 for 2 in the game. Tatis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tatis for the out. 2 outs. David Nguyen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nguyen is 0 for 2 in the game. Nguyen hits a line drive into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Kendall moves to second. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kendall scores. Swisher moves to third. It's 5-1, Orioles. Julio Manon now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-2 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Orioles. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Payton is 0-2 in the game. Payton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Roberts reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Keelty is 0-2 in the game. Keelty hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Mark Hakes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scudero is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Danny Ardoin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ardoin is 0-2 in the game. Ardoin is hit by the pitch. Jeffrey Fiorentino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Fiorentino is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Fiorentino bunts towards the mound. Sauerbeck fields it and throws to first for the out. Ardoin moves to second. One out. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keelty, who is chasing the ball. Roberts reaches third base with a triple. Ardoin scores. It's 6-4, Orioles. Chad Gaughton now pitching. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gomez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Markakis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Markakis hits a line drive into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Hoy now pitching. Antonio Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kendall strikes out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gomez fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Tejada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tejada hits a fly ball into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Gibbons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gibbons is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibbons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tatis is 0-for-3 in the game. Tatis hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Keelty. Tatis reaches second base with a double. David Nguyen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nguyen is 0-for-3 in the game. Nguyen is walked intentionally. Danny Ardoin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ardoin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ardoin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. LaTroy Hawkins now pitching. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bradley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Fiorentino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payton is 0-for-3 in the game. Payton hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Mark Akis. Payton reaches second base with a double. Chris Ray now pitching. Bobby Keelty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Keelty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keelty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gomez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keelty for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Kennedy now pitching. Kevin Millar pinch hits for Jeffrey Fiorentino. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Millar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Millar for the out. 1 out. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Roberts is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Brandon Fahey now playing left field. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ray fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ray. Ellis moves to second. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scudero is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ellis moves to third. 1 out. Dan Johnson pinch hits for Antonio Perez. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Nguyen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ellis tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 6-5, Orioles. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Kendall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Swisher strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.